What are the five basic parts of an aircraft? A quick review. Whether you're piloting a fixed-wing aircraft, such as the Cessna 172 Skyhawk, or operating a commercial jet, like the Airbus A320, all aircraft share the same five basic parts that make flight possible. These vital components form the foundation of aircraft design, allowing the plane to generate lift, stay balanced in the sky, and return to the ground safely during takeoff and landing. No matter how complex the aircraft may seem, its primary function is built around the same core aerodynamic forces and structural elements. In this quick guide, we'll break down the main components of an aircraft, from the fuselage to the landing gear, and highlight how these parts appear across both small training aircraft and large airliners. You'll discover how flight controls, airplane wings, aircraft engines, and other critical systems vary between models, yet remain based on the same aviation principles. Shall we take off? Fuselage, the backbone of flight. If an airplane were a story, the fuselage would be the main plot line, connecting everything from the cockpit drama to the tail end resolution. This is the airplane's main body, the central structure that ties all other parts together. It houses the flight crew, passengers, cargo, and often some of the aircraft's most critical systems. It's also where the forces of lift, drag, and thrust come together to decide whether you're staying aloft or heading back to Earth. In the Cessna 172S, for example, the fuselage is compact and functional, built with aluminum materials for strength without unnecessary weight. It seats four and offers excellent visibility, ideal for student pilots learning the ropes. The A320, on the other hand, plays in a different league. Its composite and aluminum fuselage is pressurized and stretched for efficiency, with a rear fuselage that supports cargo holds, cabin systems, and auxiliary power units, APUs. Despite their size difference, both aircraft rely on their fuselage to maintain structural integrity, protect onboard systems, and provide aerodynamic shape that helps reduce drag. Think of it as the reliable spine of the aircraft. Everything else hinges on it. Wings, the lift makers. Wings are the soul of flight, quite literally the reason airplanes leave the ground in the first place. Their primary function is to generate lift by manipulating air pressure. Air moves faster over the curved upper surface, creating lower pressure, while the slower moving air underneath creates higher pressure. The result? Up you go, like magic, or more accurately, physics. On an aircraft like a Cessna, wings sit high, meaning they're mounted above the fuselage. This provides better downward visibility, more ground clearance, and inherent stability, a dream for student pilots. Its wing structure is clean and straightforward, with fixed wing flaps on the trailing edge to help with slower speeds during takeoff and landing. Commercial jets like A320, however, flip the script. With swept wings and complex control surfaces, like slats on the leading edge, and multi-part flaps on the trailing edge, it's built to optimize lift and reduce aerodynamic drag at different phases of flight. Tucked into those wings are large fuel tanks, essential for long-haul routes. Empennage keeps it together. Stability takes shape at the rear, in the empennage, or tail section. And while it might not be the flashiest part, it's essential for stable, controlled flight. If the wings are the arms, think of the empennage as the spine and rudder of reason, constantly working to balance and steer the aircraft against shifting wind direction and aerodynamic forces. It typically includes the horizontal stabilizer and vertical stabilizer, along with their respective primary control surfaces, the elevator and rudder. These surfaces control pitch, up and down, and yaw, side to side, helping the pilot keep the aircraft aligned and flying true. On a Cessna, the empennage is classic and straightforward. A conventional tail setup with a fixed stabilizer and movable elevator and rudder, all directly controlled through cables and rods from the flight deck. Over on the Airbus, however, it's built for precision at high speeds. Its tail assembly includes hydraulically actuated surfaces, electronic sensors, and redundant systems, the components behind your smooth arrival gateside. Despite the tech differences, the mission is the same: to keep the aircraft steady, responsive, and pointed in the right direction. Power plant where the thrust happens. The power plant is what gets the aircraft moving in the first place. It's the aircraft's engine and everything that makes it go, also known as the propulsion system. Whether it's humming on a Cessna or roaring on a runway in an A320, the power plant is responsible for generating the rotational energy that translates into forward motion. For the Cessna, this means a reliable piston engine, a Lycoming IO360L2A, paired with a fixed pitch propeller that has two or more blades. This setup may look modest, but it's perfect for ground operations, low-speed flight, and learning the fundamentals of thrust and engine management. Contrast that with the Airbus A320, which packs serious power. Turbofan jet engines like the CFM56 or the newer Pratt and Whitney geared turbofans. These jet engines burn fuel with compressed air to generate massive amounts of thrust, delivering the performance needed for high-speed cruising and rapid takeoff. Plus, many are equipped with reverse thrust capabilities, because yes, jets can brake with air. Despite their differences in noise, size, and complexity, both types of engines turn fuel into forward motion while balancing performance, safety, and efficiency. Landing gear, the unsung legs of aviation. Think of the landing gear as the aircraft's legs, tough, shock-absorbing, and always first to hit the ground running, literally. Its primary function is to support the aircraft during ground operations like taxiing, takeoff, and landing, absorbing the impact and helping the aircraft steer safely on the runway. The Cessna is equipped with fixed landing gear, a no-fuss, always-visible setup with two main wheels under the wings and a nose wheel at the front. This tricycle configuration is simple and rugged, designed to handle bumps without the complexity or maintenance needs of retractable systems. It's perfect for student pilots still perfecting their touchdown game. Meanwhile, bigger aircraft use a retractable landing gear system, a sleek hydraulic setup that tucks away after takeoff to reduce aerodynamic drag and improve fuel efficiency. It includes two or more wheels per gear leg to support the heavier aircraft structure and is controlled from the flight deck, with fail-safes to ensure it deploys even in an emergency. Bottom line. From the compact Cessna 172S to the sleek Airbus A320, aircraft may vary wildly in size, speed, and complexity, but they all share the same core anatomy. The fuselage, wings, empennage, power plant, and landing gear are essential building blocks that make flight possible, safe, and efficient. Whether you're dreaming of your first solo flight or just curious about what keeps you aloft at 35,000 feet, understanding these vital components gives you a deeper appreciation of aircraft design, performance, and function. And while modern planes are packed with cutting-edge tech, from electronic flight instruments to composite materials, they're all built on the same tried-and-true foundation of aerodynamic forces and smart engineering. Want to go deeper? Check out our articles on cockpit instruments or stall recovery on an Airbus. The more you know, the smoother your next takeoff will feel. At the very least, mentally.